So let's start with Apple Music Siri commands. I also host iFi for the iPhone every week, a 10-minute podcast, and I did a few of those. I tried out, but you have a whole long list of things that Siri can do with Apple Music. What are some of your favorites?
It's so great. So it's kind of hard to separate what Siri can do with the music app as opposed to Apple Music, because there's a lot of overlap. Apple Music basically feeds the music app. So some of the things, for example, it's not clear and maybe not possible to just shuffle anything and everything. There's a way to shuffle individual things, but if you want to just shuffle all music or shuffle all artists, it's not as clear how to do that with the physical interface. But you can just tell Siri, play or just shuffle, or shuffle Britney Spears, or you can do all those things with Siri that maybe you can't find on the interface. So if you ever have trouble sort of finding a control, my first recommendation is just try Siri, because half the time it'll work anyway.
Well, you were talking earlier about like how it can be uncomfortable sometimes to talk to Siri when you're in a cubicle or in a public place, and I have gotten a lot of questions about how do I shuffle my music, and I hate Apple Music because it doesn't give me a way to shuffle. And one thing that I noticed, if you're playing your music, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think if you just play a song, it's automatically on shuffle.
I think it depends on how you've previously been playing music. It's not going to change the default if you start playing something new. And I'm not sure, like, for example, if you say play the top 25 songs from 1983, it might just play those linearly, where you'd have to say shuffle the top 25 songs from 1983. I think the behavior can change often enough that if you actually really want it to shuffle, you're better off telling it to shuffle.
Right. Yeah. So you just say shuffle my music,
yeah,
and she will shuffle. Yeah. She says she'll tell you like what's the most popular song of a certain date. But I noticed that she'll play like play songs from the 1970s, but I'm not sure if that's just because she can say that or if it's just like there are playlists like songs from the 70s.
Yeah, it looks like, and some people complain that it's U.S. only. As someone who's seen the top Canadian ranks, I'm happier that they play the U.S. versions. Some people in the U.K. would rather U.K. versions. But what it does is, I'm not as familiar with the decades. I've been trying to figure out if it really does mix the decades as well as it does the years. But it will take whatever the top 100 songs are. And by default, it'll play 25. But you can ask for 10. You can ask for 50 if you want to. And then it'll take those songs and just start playing them. And I believe it's in sequential order. So if you want it to change, you can just say shuffle.
We have a live audience today, and they have some kids with us, which made me think this. I got this tip that sometimes, if you're just saying, like, play music and you're in the car with children and you don't want necessarily explicit music, you can go into the restrictions and, play and, go in and say don't play anything that is explicit. That, of course, is music ratings are different than movie ratings, we should say. Like, they're kind of self-regulatory, just like podcast ratings. But it does a good job of sort of limiting the really explicit content.
Yeah, you'll get the quote-unquote radio versions most often.
Right. So can you tell Siri to just play, don't play explicit music? Do you know?
I actually haven't tried. We'll have to test that out.
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Yeah. I would like to spring one on you.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's how I learn.
Yeah. What else? What other things does Siri do with Apple Music?
If you want Apple Music specific stuff, you can, for example, just by asking for songs, like you can say, play Don't Stop Believing, and it'll play the Journey version. But you could say, play Don't Stop Believing by Glee. You can say, play Smooth Criminal, and it'll play Michael Jackson. Or you can say, play Smooth Criminal Alien Ant Farm, and it'll play the Alien Ant Farm cover. Those kinds of things are super cool. You can also say, play More Like This, and it'll go and search around and try to play songs that are very similar to this one. If you don't like it, you can say, skip. If you skipped by mistake, or if you just want to go back, you can say, go back. You can tell it to add stuff to there's an Up Next queue on iOS now, which didn't exist before, and that sort of replaces a DJ mode. So you can just say, add this to Up Next, or play next, and tell it what you want to play next, and it'll add that to your queue. So there's all these things to sort of make sure that you get a ton of music that you want, and don't have to leave the experience too often.
Yeah, you can also have Siri add songs to your music too. I think if you like something, you can say, add this to my music, and she will.
Yeah, if it's playing, and if it's not playing, you just say, like, for example, add the new Rush album to my, and it'll go out and find that. If you're not sure who's playing it, so you don't know what to ask for, you can just say, what is this? Who plays this? What album is this? If music is playing in Starbucks, you can hold it up and say, what is this? And it'll use Shazam to identify it for you. So it's got some really nifty features.